Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed you're joining us today. Today is part two of my two-part interview with our good friend Tom Donnan. Now, if you missed any of the prior episodes, you need to go back and catch up because we have absolutely no time to rewind anything and play it so you can catch up with it. You need to go listen to that episode. Right now, we're going to jump into current events happening right now on the news every single night. Here's the conclusion of my interview with Tom Donnan. The Bible is very clear. There will be a distinction between dark and light and good and evil. You know, what do you think God's doing?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. Now, I've talked in interviews past about being a volunteer for a ministry that's called Need Him, and they have probably about 8 or 9 religious organizations that are connected to the CHAP Forum. So if you go into Ron Hutch or you go into Got Questions or Chat About Jesus, and there's several others, then you come into the same queue, right? Which enables me to be able to talk with people and minister to people from around the world, right? So I can start to see a pattern after a while. Hmm. And there's one pattern that I like that I didn't – who could have seen this coming, right? And that is teenagers. Teenagers, and I will say the majority of them are 17. I don't know why. No, I don't necessarily ask them their age. Sometimes I will, and they will offer it. But God is visiting them with dreams and visions. And so that comes back to Joel 2:28. I like to reference that. And it says, and afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. Well, these teenagers are having these experiences and they don't know what to do with them, right? This one young man from Massachusetts, okay, he was telling me that he was playfully throwing himself onto the bed, right? So he flings himself into the air, and he's coming down on the mattress. He closes his eyes, and he goes into a vision. And now he's like opened up his eyes. It's over. He closes his eyes. He's back into the vision. Now what happened is that he's talking to everybody that he can to try to figure something out. And then, of course, you know, the backlash when you get into prophecy and stuff like that and seeing things and things, it can be a little difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then God connected me to him, you see. Amen. And then I was able to tell him, listen, there's 4 different types of visions. Here's what they are. I said, in a vision, it's a message. You need to find out what the message is because God's either going to have you share it or he's going to have you be part of it. And then that was like the beginning or the continuation of having at least once a week over the last maybe 3 months now or 2 months now, probably more. I am having these conversations with the teenagers, the dreams. They know that they're having these dreams. They're having supernatural experiences that is not normal for their church, their congregations, and they're having a hard time finding somebody who can explain it to them. And when I get connected to them, it's at least an hour. Because I'll share with them, yes, this is what's happening. This is the direction you need to go. Here is a book that will help you with this issue. Here's a book that will help you with that issue. No, and to get them equipped so that they can move forward. But it's awesome. They are on fire. Amen. This is the thing. Spiritually, you said before, just recently there, a few seconds ago, God's interested in the spirit.
Yeah.
And in the spirit, okay, life is shaking. Our lives are shaking. But in the spirit, there is this birth that is taking place in these young people, and it is so exciting.
Yeah, amen, amen. And, you know, we've talked in the past about, you know, many people, especially in Muslim-led nations where Christian evangelism isn't openly allowed, and they're having dreams that result in them converting to Christianity, and they do so unashamedly, and they're willing to be persecuted, even killed, but they will refuse to recant their faith and their conversion to Christ.
Yeah. I've met several people either in person during some book conferences, or in the ministry, a gentleman in Indonesia came in. He says, I had a dream, and I know it was Jesus. He reached out to me, and he said, follow me. And he got up, and he got right to this website. Never been there before. And then I was able to share with him God's plan of salvation, and he prayed to receive the Lord. And so, you know, people will say, well, what about, you know, they want to be argumentative. What about in the jungle? You know, what does God do with the people that don't hear? Listen, it's easy for him. If he if he wants to manifest himself, we're seeing it taking place all over the world. Yep. And so the other thing that you're that is exciting in this area that you're talking about is how young people, when I say young people for me, you know, it's like 30 and below, and they're having rapture dreams.
Amen.
So I sent you a link on that one. And it was a collage. It was a collage of information. And the reason, that's another thing. With the teenagers, now another category, people are coming in and are having these rapture dreams. Now, here's the interesting part. It's a now experience, right? They are living it. This is hard sometimes. You know, we are so dry spiritually in our country that when you have a God experience, which is beyond this, you know, this realm into the supernatural, it's like the safeguards of the emotions are released, and you really feel these things emotionally deep, right? And so they're having these raptured experiences where they're going up to heaven, and they're experiencing this, and it's a now thing. So when they have this, they're thinking, oh, man, it's coming today, tomorrow, or the next day. Well, typically what happens is that they have an advanced view, and I have had those, and sometimes those things could be, you know, years, or they could be a decade down the road, but it energizes them. It it gets them kickstarted into being excited and desperate to get to share their faith, because they don't want anybody left behind. So they start witnessing for Jesus like they haven't before in their lives because of this experience.
Yeah. Amen. Because, you know, when they experience something that they know is real, but they don't understand it, they want to understand it. And that gives that open door to explain how the Lord's working. And what's the next thing you want to do? They want to share that information. You know?
Yeah.
And that's how the gospel moves. I mean, praise God, you know? Amen. You know, it's just so, how can I say this? In this day and time, if we're this close to having everything come to an end, Jesus wants every single person that will accept him to be included. And he is not going to expend, he's not going to waste anything if he can reach someone. You know, if it takes you having a flat tire in the middle of the city in a ghetto, and the only person that's there to help you is some bum that's drunk, but hey, I'll help you, you know, and you get to witness to him and he gets born again. That's all that mattered to Jesus. You know, he's going to make sure you're taken care of. You'll be protected. You know, all that. You know, why did this happen to me? We talked about this in the beginning. Why did this happen to me? Well, there's a reason, you know, and it just might be that one person, you know. I've heard of preachers being, you know, I don't know why I have to go to Europe, but I need to go this weekend. I don't know why. And I don't have anywhere to stay. I don't have anywhere to preach, but it's so important that I go there this weekend. They fly over there, still don't know what they're doing. They check into the hotel, and the clerk behind the desk is having a bad day. And they witness to that person, that lead them to the Lord, and suddenly they get upgraded to, you know, first-class accommodations, and, you know, their meal is paid for, and they say, okay, well, nothing else happened. I guess I got to go home now. But that was the reason they were sent there. You know?
Yeah.
So that one person, you know.
Yeah.
God won't spare any expenses, you know.
But it's a fascinating dynamic. I had it happen one time that was blatant, and that was I had been going to a place called Moravian Falls Every year for like the last 7 or 8 years, I consider it to be like a pilgrimage. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I go there is it's a spiritual hotspot, which is probably a strange terminology to a lot of people, that there is actually God activity that is taking place, and that's why it's called a hotspot. And so Moravian Falls is one of those places. So I had been doing this pilgrimage to go there, and 1 year life was really hard, and I decided I'm not going to go. So I'm ministering with Pastor Phil down in Muskoda, Illinois, and during the night, I hear sounds. Not many Christians hear sounds during the night. It's a very small percentage. And so I hear a man whistle. Like, you know, you got a buddy that's a block down, but he wants to get your attention before he loses you. So he'll whistle real loud to say, hey, look over here. Yeah. So here it is. I'm in my hotel room and I hear this sound, right? Mm-hmm. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm thinking, what in the world am I going to do with this, right? So I go to, we go to church in the morning. My friend, Pastor Harold Throckmorton, is doing the Sunday school. And I'm sitting in the back, and Pastor Phil's up in the front, because I like to watch things that are going on. If the Spirit's going to be moving, I can't see it if I'm in the front row.
Right.
So I sit in the back, and as I'm sitting in the back, I have an open-eyed vision of Moravian Falls. It's a beautiful falls, right? So I think, oh, I just got an invitation, right? So I said, okay, I'm going to go. So I make the plans to go there, and I go up to a place that's called Prayer Mountain. And Rick Joyner's got a conference center that's very close by to there. And so I went there the first day, and there's divine appointments all the time, like you were just talking about. Divine appointments, amazing. But it was the second night that I was there that in the middle of the night, the Lord spoke to me in a very strong, masculine voice, and it was a little bit loud. And he said 4 words, right? 4 words that no Christian wants to hear. And he said, "You're in the way."
Amen.
Okay. All right. What does that mean, Lord? What does that mean? And now I'm in my bed terrified, and I'm thinking, well, isn't this why I came here, to get, you know, a word from the Lord? And I did. I got one, and now I'm so concerned. I'm thinking, oh, man, I don't know. I want to pull the sheets over my head and pretend like it didn't happen, right? Then it took me a while to figure out how I was in the way, because he wants to flow through me, not have me flow through me.
Yeah,
right?
Amen.
But
amen.
I had to go 750 miles for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's amen. What you were talking about. Sometimes he does that stuff. Why? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That's amen. Glory to God. That's awesome. That is awesome. Hey, let's continue moving on, because I want to talk about these wildfires. You know,
okay.
I don't think it's a coincidence that these wildfires are burning, you know, more of California, one massive outbreak, than ever before. I don't think it just happened, all right? But, you know, there's a couple of things going on. Did you see that Governor Newsom signed a bill to reduce the penalties for adults who molest willing same-sex minors?
I mean,
that flies right in the face of God, along with everything else going on out there, you know, that, you know, I think this is being allowed to happen just to, you know, say, you want to burn? Well, we'll start now.
Yeah, I totally agree. This is the thing, is that when you become the depravity of the human mind with sin gets darker and harder, so that when it becomes so obvious that there is something going on, because God works, you know, works in these kind of manners. He works through circumstances. He's not going to stand on the street corner, you know, and talk to people. He's going to use our environment around us and people around us to get our attention.
Yep.
But when you have this hardened, darkened heart, they keep on forging more towards this sin. This is terrible. This is terrible that this is happening and moving in this direction, and yet they're ignoring the fact that the fires are raging, the taxes are going up, people are leaving, you know, the virus is closed down. You know, California is suffering. They even got these rolling blackouts because they don't even have enough power to be able to supply their people.
Yep, no? That's right. And because they shut down the fossil fuel power plants,
yeah,
you know, because of their, you know, Clean Air Act type thing, and now they don't have the power to take care of their own people. You know, not only that, did you see? You talked about that new income tax. This thing, no other state in the country is implementing this thing, because there's so many people leaving California, they're going to implement the first state income tax that will follow you wherever you go for 10 years after you leave the state. Did you hear about that one?
Oh, man.
Could you imagine, like, we're getting out of here, honey. Come on, let's pack up and go to Texas. And for the next 10 years, you still owe California income tax on whatever income you earn in Texas. What? How can they do that? I have no idea. I have a feeling that one will get challenged up all the way to the Supreme Court. But
But
these liberal states, they're losing their citizenship. Their citizenry are fleeing the states because of, you know, the high crime and the lawlessness and the high tax rates. They're like, you know, who needs this? You know, I don't need to work all year long and pay 80-85% of my income away in taxes, you know.
So
they're just you can go over there and earn $100,000 a year pumping gas, but you know you're going to owe 80,000 of it in taxes.
It is absolutely amazing, and it's not working for the good of the people in society. No, and so you got this stuff that's happening like on the streets. The homelessness is out of sight. Listened to this guy. He talks about the economy. His name is Jeremiah Babe, and he will tell you. He said, just miles from my home is a tent, a homeless city camp. You know where they got tents set up. And then he'll talk about going past the Hertz Corporation, where they have a huge parking lot filled with cars that nobody's renting. Mm-hmm. No, and he'll give you the inside scoop of what's happening in California. And he said he's so sad because 20 years ago, people wanted to flock to California. But now, because of all the changes that they've had in legislation and society, what do they call that? You know, where they're trying to make a new utopia, I guess, things fly, and it's going to be kind of like paradise again. Well, it's going in the opposite direction, and it's hurting more people than it's helping, which is so sad.
Yep. We'll just call it a silver lining in that cloud, is as they flee to the red states, you know, Arizona, Texas, you know, New Mexico, that's going to boost the population in those states for the upcoming census.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, they'll end up with the red states may gain more seats in the House of Representatives.
That's one of those hidden things that I had no idea until I saw it or heard it as I'm going through. That is a consequence. No, their ability to have a representative in our judicial system, our congressional system, is going to diminish because the people who were there are now going someplace else. Mm-hmm. And why is it that they're going to red states?
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
And as they flee, let's just use California, means California's congressional representation will drop.
Yes.
You know, because it's based upon population. Just because you had, you know, 50 House members during the last census, you might be down to 45 now. You
know? Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Amen. So, there's, you know, God has a unique way of working things out.
You know? Couldn't have seen that coming. Couldn't have seen that coming down the road.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you won't get much coverage on that on CNN and you know all that stuff either. Praise the Lord. But God says, you know, if we'll humble ourselves, pray, and as you said at the beginning, all these things work together for good. You know.
I mean, yes.
You know, it's God's got. He knows the end from the beginning. It just may be a bumpy road to get there.
Oh, who likes the bumpy road? No, that's for sure. But you were referencing 2 Chronicles 7:14 for mm-hmm. if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, which means sin, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now, don't you think that that's an interesting way to end that verse?
Mm, no, yeah,
I will heal their land.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, so did you notice that there's a connection here? I will forgive their sins.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So that is a big thing. This is a huge thing. And this is where I don't know how many pastors listen to this, but I want to get their attention, or somebody who might be on a church board, or maybe they'll just share it with their pastor, is that what happens when the church starts to move and get the ear of God, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, amen. This is what I've been seeing. This was in 2006 where God showed me that he wanted to give an inheritance to the church, and I have been doing my best to release this message, but I just, in the last month, got a piece of the puzzle that I hadn't had before. Mm. And so that's because I'm seeing it released and activated. So there is a way of doing this, and that is in the church. Churches can have disunity. They can have problems with the board. They could have fractions within the church, or factions within the church. You know, one likes this and one likes that, and then they argue and music and all kinds of stuff. Well, that causes disunity in the Holy Spirit, you see. But then, now here's an interesting thing. That, in a sense, can go into what I call corporate sin. Now, that corporate sin stays there until it's repented. So what happens when all those people move on, and 20 years down the road, you got a new pastor that comes in so enthusiastic, and he keeps on hitting this iron ceiling over him, and the heavens seem to be closed, right? And yep. He's trying to figure out what in the world's going on, and then he gets some people to pray. Now, I've been in a big church where there was a couple of 1,000 people for the weekend services, and then you get a prayer group and 5 show up, right?
Yeah, yep, that's right.
Okay, so numbers, when you get to this section, this dynamic, okay, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing, but you would think that you would like to have more, so which is good because the multiplication in prayer. So what's happening in my church is that the pastor about 6 months ago decided that he wanted to have a Saturday prayer walk outside, and the first couple of times over 100 people showed up, and I think now it's in between 50 and 80 people that show up on a Saturday. And so what happened is that they would be out there crying to God and asking for the forgiveness of sins. And then God uses Tom Donnan to have a dream or a vision, and he shows me what's happening in the church, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So then we go. I meet with the pastor on some occasions, and we pray about this dynamic, and it's removed, and then the atmosphere of the church increases. Hmm. All right. So then just recently what happened is that God showed me the sins that had taken place in the town where I live, right? And so it creates to what's called a territorial spirit over a city.
Right.
And so
right.
That was prayed for, and then that was removed. Okay.
Wow. Amen.
So like 2 weeks later, is when something happened again in the dream. And of course, you know, I'm emailing my pastor this, and usually you would have to get together with other people. But God has been using me as an intercessor during the night, which means is that I get woken up at 2, and it's probably 5 before I wind up going back to sleep. No, because I'm praying for everything that the Holy Spirit brings into my mind. But what happened is that Illinois is a state, and it's a state named after an Indian nation.
Tribe. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, that gets lost in the shuffle. So what happened is that God started to bring me through a series of circumstances that I thought, this can't be a coincidence. And when I looked into it, I started to see what was happening in the past with the Indian tribes, and they would do rituals and sacrifices of animals and other things to gods, right? Mm-hmm. So this was upon the land. This is hundreds of years. You know, this is like 150 years ago or more. This sin has been on the land in this area. Mm. Okay, amen. So this is what happens is that I start being repenting of these sins, and now the spiritual life at the church now increases again. Amen. Okay? All right, so now, it gets better. Now I have a dream, this was just last week, I had a dream about 2 different types of marriages. The first marriage was with a wife that was adulterous, right? And this is where I'm dreaming this, and my heart is just wrenched, you know, because it's difficult to go through this. It's heart-wrenching, you know, to have this kind of violation. And then I had a dream where there was a relationship where the woman was just in it for the benefits, all right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When I got finished with that, I understood. I understood that spiritually is that we have churches that have been adulterous towards Father God, right? Yep. They Amen. Have other gods that are there, and then you have churches that are having a relationship because they like the benefits that come with Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And it's out of whack.
Yep.
So here I am. I start interceding for those, and I'm praying, and again, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning when the Holy Spirit is prompting me, all right? And then things exploded at church. Mm. I get an email from the pastor a couple days later, and he says, Tom, because I was in another county doing the same thing in another county that I had no idea was going to happen. And then he's telling me, Tom, we had our breakthrough.
Amen.
Yeah, he knows the Holy Spirit. There was like a portal opened up. It was like a portable. And this last Sunday, the same thing happened where during the service, people are worshiping and I can feel the stirring, but I just discounted it. And then they got louder. When you have people that are out singing the amplified worship team, it gets my attention.
Amen. No? Amen.
So I go over to this section of the church, and I finally, it's in this section, and I email him, and I say, Pastor, I don't know what's going on, but there seems to be a portal in this section in the church. He goes, yeah, Tom, that's where the breakthrough took place the other day, the last week. Amen. You know, this is what happens when, Amen. This is how God heals the land.
Yeah.
Amen. I want people to see this. This is how it works.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. And when God moves like that, that sparks revival.
Oh,
that's
now we're talking the talk now, aren't we?
Yeah, amen. And then revival will bring what I've been praying for years, and that's the third great awakening.
Ooh. You know,
to be poured out across this land. And, you know, if there's ever a season, we needed it. It's right now. Eyes
it
need
is.
To be open. Blind eyes need to be open, you know.
Yeah.
And praise God. I mean, we are entering a time of such a huge harvest of souls that the world has never seen before.
Awesome.
But do you think this is the end time harvest the Bible talks about?
That I don't know. Yeah. But it is curious because we've been talking about these events that are molding and shaping towards, moving towards Revelation. Mm-hmm. And so there is this, because, you know, I have family that don't know the Lord. I don't want to see them left behind.
Exactly.
And so I think this is how God is honoring his faithful servants to bring in family and other members that are important to them, you know, before it gets like really bad. Those hardened mm-hmm. hearts that he can't reach, well, mm-hmm. it's not going to be good for them, you know, when the revelation does start. Mm-hmm. I saw in a dream a bowl of baby snakes. Okay, it was like a salad bowl, mm-hmm. right? And these doggone little baby snakes were getting out, and I'm trying to scoop them up and get them back in there. And they're trying to sink their fangs into me because they're poisonous, right? Mm-hmm. But they're so small they can't penetrate the skin.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, we're seeing venom in people, this venom all over the place, you know? And I think that that's going to increase, and that's going to get society unrest. And that unrest, I'm hoping, is going to turn into souls saved.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. And you mentioned, you know, your loved ones, you know, not serving the Lord. And you know, it sometimes it's heartbreaking and frustrating. But what the Lord showed me, he said, that's not your concern. You know, you pray for them. But, you know, Jesus himself said, a prophet's not without honor except in his own hometown and among his own family. Right? You know, you can only preach so much to them, and they're like, yeah. Right? But what you do is you pray, Lord, you know somebody that they will listen to and whose opinion that they will trust. Send that person to them, because God can send you to some other parent who's praying the same thing about their kids.
Yeah.
And all together, everybody gets into it. But, if you continue to, you know, I share this with my wife. I say, if you keep berating them, you know, banging them over the head with the Bible all the time, pretty soon they're gonna, yep, okay, that's just mom talking again. You know,
yeah.
Prayer does more than people realize.
There you go.
You know, and prayer will change it, because one word from God can change somebody's life forever.
Yeah.
You know? Amen. Tom, we are about out of time. Glory to God. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, they can reach me at my email address, which is healingthenation1776@gmail.com. Or they can find me on the Facebook page, which is Heal the Nation Ministries.
Amen. Amen. And every time we come on, we don't get a chance to talk about your books, but I'm going to put a link to them all down below in the show notes. Folks, go to Amazon, type in Tom Donnan's name, and start looking for these books. I mean, he's got several of them out there. We got five of them now, Tom? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, amen.
Yes.
Amen. And I'll put the links down below in the show notes. Folks, order Tom's book. I've read every one of them, and I'm telling you, they're awesome. And you will be blessed by it. Matter of fact, order 2-3 copies so you can pass them around, too. Tom, thank you for coming back on the program again today, buddy. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Pastor. We have fun.
Oh, all the time. And time goes so fast when we're talking. I mean, good Lord. But folks, that is all the time we have for today. And for Tom, Don, and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.